Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Excuse me, this is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine.
Hi.
And it has been a really a wonderful day.
I know, we're flying through. It really is. Quite
a
the
lot
jam-packed
of information.
Show. I know.
You know, at the end of it, when you're, you know, from Angie to Viviana and then Alan, which was really tremendous. I mean, it's just...
We're keeping our brains sharp with all this information.
It's the truth. I mean, listening to this show, it really is. It's so educational. And again, I say this all the time. I give the kudos to Christina because you put the people on that it's educational for us.
Yes.
Anybody coming on, like each week I learned something. You know, it's the Alan story was tremendous. I mean, you don't pay attention to these things.
Right.
And that this is the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Angie, of course, she's dealing with the future already with the seniors. I mean, it's just wonderful.
It is.
But, of course, the high point always is the Christine Lu show. And now, maybe I'm talking too much. I'm getting that eye like, John, shut up. No.
But, you know, before the break, we were talking about the fireworks that are going to be on May 26th,
right,
which is actually my brother's birthday. So
is it really?
Shout out to my little brother. But, you know, parking is, you know, there is obviously a lot of parking available
right there.
But, you know, we encourage people to go there early, you know, to get adequate parking and, you know, as far as leaving, you know, convenience. So you just time it appropriately for your tolerance level.
Right.
But there also is a free shuttle bus as well that will, for overflow parking, will take you to the event. So you don't have to worry about schlepping if you
need
to park somewhere else. But that is definitely, and I want to remind people, the event is free, but the only parking charge.
Right.
No, but to actually get in, it's free.
The bus is from one of the industrial parks around there, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly, but there'll be signs.
Oh, there'll be signs,
okay. There's so many, you know, telling you to park here or whatever.
Okay.
And once it does fill up, you know, they'll let you know. So that's that. I also want to remind people that North Hempstead, the second half of the school taxes is due Thursday, May 10th.
Okay.
I know that's been quite the hot item. I keep getting people. We had the tax collection at our facility, actually. You know, Viviana was mentioning them going around, so that was at our facility. So just a reminder for that as well. And I also wanted to tell people there was something. Oh, here we go. On May 5th also, you could just be really busy tomorrow. Tomorrow could be quite the day for everyone. There's a free shredding event. I know the STOP program just passed, and it's coming back in June. But if you have documents that you want to be shredded, that is May 5th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's at Clint G. Martin Park.
Oh, right, okay.
And this is through ARP. We'll be doing it in the parking lot of Clint G. Martin Park. So I encourage people to go. It's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's no charge for this event either.
Is there a limit on what you can bring?
3 bags of documents per person.
Okay.
Which seems
fair enough.
Okay.
I mean, that seems quite good. Yeah, that actually seems like a lot. They didn't say the size of the bag, so you might be able to get away with it. But but that is definitely something I think is great to check out. Also, I want to remind people at the Clint G. Martin Park, if I could find through my massive amount of papers. We have a bunch of programs that are going on over at, Carfit, here we go. So on Thursday, May 17th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're having a Carfit event, and that's at North Hempstead Beach Park. You have to register for this. It does fill up really quick, and, you know, a lot of people are still driving, and throughout your life, changes occur, and you might not realize you might be driving the way you drove, you know, when you were 20 years old. But certainly there are things in your car. This actually fits the car to you. It's a 12-point checklist, and our mobility manager, Sherry, and a bunch of other staff will come out and go through this little checklist, how to adjust your mirrors, reduce blind spots, seatbelt use, steering wheel tint. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes to do that. So I recommend everyone does it because, you know, Sherry has seen some things. There's sometimes a woman that might come that's sitting on stacks of encyclopedias
where
one of them came, you know, so there's all kinds of things rigged up and you really can just actually fit it to you not knowing where certain things are, you know, to make it more comfortable. We want everyone to be safe if you are still driving. But to register for this, you need to call AAA and that's 516-873-2364 or you could always call 311 and we'll get you the number for that too. Also at Clark Botanic Garden, there's a bunch of these wonderful home sustainability classes that are going on there. There's Sustainable Yard Care, which is a program that they have over there. The next one is Build a Rain Garden.
Oh, okay.
which reduces stormwater pollution and flooding, and you could learn how to purify your drinking water. There's just so many benefits to the whole thing. And that's Saturday, May 19th at 10 a.m. And it's also going to be another one in September as well. It's 90 minutes. It's free. But you need registration is encouraged, it says. So if you choose to register, register. Then there's also a native plant gardening one, which is also about reducing fertilizers and pesticides and providing food for your habitat and wildlife. You know, as Viviana was saying earlier, you don't realize the impact that one little thing you do. And if everyone just did a little something, it could really go a long way. So that's May 19th at 12 p.m. And then there's a Recycle the Rain, which is an ongoing course over at there. And you can get these rain barrels and learn how to recycle rainwater for irrigation for your yard and garden. And it's just really a great educational thing to do. And then, of course, composting. John and I were talking about how we always have aspirations of doing this. And you can really just turn your yard and kitchen waste into fertilizer. The barrel costs $50, but, you know, the course itself is free. So call 311 or 869-6011 for information on any of that and how to sign up or any more information as well. We also have the fabulous AARP driving courses at Clinton G. Martin Park. The next one, which might be full, is May 12th, but the following one is June 9th. It's through AARP, and if you're a member of that, it's $20, and if you are a non-member, it's $25. We really encourage people to do this. It's educational, and you also can get a discount on your insurance,
right,
which I think is a wonderful motivating for that. Project Independence is certainly quite busy, as always. And the next program we have coming up, of course, I want to always remind people we have tons of social groups that meet. Janet does the Senior Talk group. Janet, if you want to tell us a little bit about Senior Talk.
Senior Talk, actually, the final Senior Talk is a week from this Thursday. The date escapes me. It's at the Roslyn Community Center at 11 o'clock.
And May 17th.
May 17th, okay. At 11 o'clock, and everyone is invited to come, and the topics come from the group itself, and we talk about a variety of things and from A to Z, and it's really a wonderful experience. I've been doing it for a number of years, and I come away thrilled every time.
This is not just a female group.
No.
Okay. Not like
Nope. It's an open group. It's facilitated by Janet and Nancy Mizrahi, who's
Nancy,
the director.
Okay.
So they do it together, and I know that they take a break over the summer, and then you guys are going to be changing the location.
Yes, in September we will begin the first Thursday in September, and then the third Thursday at 11 o'clock, but new locale, the Shelter Rock Library.
Yeah, which I think would be great.
Okay.
The Shelter Rock Library is really a gem, and we've been doing so many programs over there now.
They're wonderful.
We try to change the space, too, to encourage, you know, people participation, change location, might be open to new people and stuff. So that will be kicking off in September. So if you are interested in that, call 311 or 869-6311.
You know, and just what Janet didn't say it, but I'm saying it. The groups like this, these are socialization. These are also intellectual. I mean, it's like, and you don't have to participate. I could just go and listen. If I want to say something, I'm not pushed to participate. But all of a sudden, you'll see somebody, the way they talk about something, and say, boy, that lady seems like a nice lady.
Exactly.
I'm just going to say hello at the end of this.
Exactly.
Hi, you know, I'll see you in 2 weeks. And the next day, you're having coffee with somebody, and you have a friend.
That's, you know, so great to really mention because, you know, obviously, there's all different programs we have, and there might be, you know, more of these community education chats that are more medical, but, you know, everything has components, or, you know, like you said, it becomes a social thing, you know, and I, you know, I look at the Romeo group who's been meeting now since, I think it's like 2010 or 11, which is a long time, you know, and just really, they started off with 5 men and how it has blossomed into this group of men who, it's like 20 of them and they meet, you know, twice a month now and then they have their side little meetings And I'll never forget, you know, they would say, you know, I had David Linden, our co-host, met one of his neighbors, you know, in there that he never even knew, you know. So it really, it makes you part of your community and more engaged. And you do, as social as it is educational, and you can walk away and share different ideas and resources with other people. So I think it's all these programs are definitely worth. And as John said, you're not forced to participate.
Right, that's the problem.
You don't have to be nervous.
Like, some people I know, I'm sure, like, no, I don't want to get in the middle of it.
The teacher's not going to call on you.
They want something. They want me to make a contribution. There's nothing.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Come and listen and leave.
And I always tell people, you know, if you're hesitant and not sure how to get involved, to always just check out an advisory committee in your area, mm-hmm. because that is a great place. I know Janet goes to, you know, the one in her region. And it's you can sit in the background and be as quiet as you
right.
want and just pick up. And I love these advisory committees because as much as everything is similar, you know, certain regions have different
right,
needs
of course.
Or you know, whatever might be going on there. So you really find out firsthand about your community and all the programs involved.
And that's 311.
Just
call 311, ask when the next advisory is. They're off for the summer, too, I believe.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing in July and August or
no.
June.
Yeah, I think May is the last advisory. I don't know if there's anything in June. I can
no,
find out, yeah.
I believe it's
May
ends,
so
yeah.
it's June, July, and August. Yeah. It's off. Okay. So we'll be talking about yes. during the summer
Absolutely.
For September to get them going. Because it's true. It just...
Yeah.
And you'll probably know somebody at the advisory because it's local people
right.
in your neighborhood. So
Absolutely.
You'll see a face that you see maybe in the shopping center, but never said hello.
Absolutely.
You know. You got to squeeze one in?
I actually just want to say our fabulous engineer, Victoria, will be graduating next week.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So I want to give her a huge congratulations on
Congratulations.
That. She's awesome. And hopefully we can keep her a little longer, though. I mean, I think we're going to push for it. We don't really want her gone. That soon, so
wow, it's already that's right. There's a repeat show next
week.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Happy graduation, Victoria.